radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Uncensored Radio Free America. Rick Adams is on.
Yes, all right. Yes, I'm here. Somewhere. I'm here. But as they say, I'm not all there. Well, here I am. Where am I? Somewhere in this world, this insane and miserable world. That's where. I am here, Rick Adams, back online with you tonight. And tonight I'm going to offer you a unique opportunity this week to have a chat, an open line program tonight. I will bring up several issues that we will be talking about, but you are certainly free, ladies and gentlemen and children of all ages, to raise issues as well. And there are many issues going on, not the least, of course, of which is this rather interesting case of the Somali pirates. And not so much that incident that is continuing now, but has certainly changed in a rather fluid situation, but the commentary on the part of the war party, the war hawks, and those in the neocon orchestrated movement in the media today to begin an episode that may very well end up creating a more major conflict. They cannot wait to taste the blood of Arabs, and they cannot wait to taste the blood of Muslims. They just simply cannot wait to do again what they've done repeatedly. These kind, defensible, wonderful, patriotic people who call themselves Americans, and yet we don't even know all of the facts. What is being reported, however, is that these pirates and their hostage, an American sea captain, were adrift in a lifeboat today off the Horn of Africa. And a U.S. destroyer with more warships are moving and wending their way as a show of force. In the meantime, the U.S. has brought in FBI hostage negotiators to work with the United States military in trying to secure the release of one Captain Richard Phillips of Vermont. And that's what we know so far. We were told that bandits were in talk with the Navy about resolving the standoff peaceably. And interestingly enough, I just heard a couple of people today in what they call talk radio, and I heard them say that, I know what we ought to do. I know what we ought to do. We ought to go there and blow them away. We ought to drop a few nuclear bombs. Maybe we can get Somali, too, and maybe while we're down there, we can get Chad and Libya, and we can go right down all through the African continent, and maybe we could take out a few countries. And to hell with the consequences or the ramifications. And these are the big, brave people that sent our young people to war in Afghanistan and in Iraq, to what avail? To the destruction of both Iraqis and Afghanis and our own children. Well, I want to do it all over again, ladies and gentlemen, and I want to explore this issue with you for a while. You join me, Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, right here on RepublicBroadcasting.org.
Have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt Expert System has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Now we can see a new world coming into view, a world in which there is the very real prospect of a new world order.
We're back here, ladies and gentlemen, as we explore this issue that has thrust the Obama administration, or the Sotelo administration, right smack dab blame smack in the middle of the Horn of Africa and this area of Kenya where these Somali pirates reportedly have managed to take over a vessel. And what we supposedly know at this point in time is the second day of this event now, the freighter that was the target of these pirates steamed away from the lifeboat under armed U.S. Navy guard with all of its crew except for the captain himself. He is captive. He's being held hostage. And the pirates have tried to hijack the U.S.-flagged Maersk Alabama just yesterday, but Phillips himself, the captain, thwarted the takeover by telling the crew of about 20 to lock themselves in a room. And that's exactly what they did. The crew later overpowered some of the pirates, but Phillips, who was 53, surrendered himself to the bandits to safeguard his crew. And at least 4 of the Somalis fled with him to an enclosed lifeboat, according to reports from the relatives. Phillips has a radio and contacted the U.S. Navy and the crew of the Alabama to say he's unharmed. And the shipping company has said in a statement, adding that the lifeboat is within sight of the USS Bainbridge. That's the naval destroyer that arrived on the scene earlier today. And the Alabama has begun sailing toward the Kenyan port of Mombasa, its original destination, as it had been expected to arrive by this Saturday evening. And that's according to Joe Murphy, who is a professor at the Massachusetts Maritime Academy. It's his son, Shane Murphy, who is now second in command, his son, from Seekonk, Massachusetts, right next door to us up here in Rhode Island. And he's the second in command now. And apparently his father here, who's at home, the elder Murphy, is being briefed by the shipping company. And you have an 18-person armed security team from the USS Bainbridge aboard the Alabama to prevent any further hijacking attempts. And you have this building presence of the U.S. military might, or what is left of the might, following the Bush debacle and the beginning of the Obama dismemberment of the United States defenses. So it's very interesting to see what is going on now. The U.S. Navy has sent up some surveillance aircraft, they say, and they have a video of the scene. The lifeboats usually are about 28 feet long, designed to hold a maximum of 34 people and made of reinforced fiberglass, according to Mr. Murphy. They carry water and food for 34 people for 10 days, and with portholes closed, no one can see inside, he added. Now, General Petraeus, that's right, General Petraeus, head of the U.S. Central Command, said more ships would be sent to the area because we want to ensure, in his words, that we have all the capability that might be needed over the course of the coming days. The additional ships are a show of force in response to a rise in the number of attacks by pirates and the first one on a U.S. flagged ship, according to a senior U.S. defense official who, of course, remains anonymous. And we were told, quote, these people are nothing more than criminals, and we are bringing to bear a number of our assets. Now, they spell B-E-A-R. All right. Of our assets, including naval and FBI, in order to resolve the hostage situation and bring the pirates to justice, said, guess who? Want to guess, Mike? Secretary of State, Miss Breastbeaten Hillary Rodham Clinton. Yes. Now, Barack Obama was getting his regular updates on the situation, according to Robert Gibbs. He is Attorney General Eric Holder's man there, and he says the United States will take whatever steps are needed to protect U.S. shipping interests against pirates. Interesting, interesting. Now, the FBI spokesman, Richard Colco, described the Bureau's hostage negotiating team as fully engaged, quote-unquote, with the military over ways to retrieve the ship's captain. That's the man they want. Now, what are the pirates asking for, my friend? What are they asking for? Why is he being held as hostage? And how did this whole episode develop? How did it develop? These are questions that I have in my mind. This is the first time this has happened. And this ship, by the way, has been there a number of times. What brought it about? And who was behind the scenes hoping, just hoping, licking their chops, hoping for the beginning of a new conflict in this new administration, hoping to open up another avenue of war? I wonder. This from MSNBC, a ragtag band of pirates has put Barack Obama in a bind. He commands overwhelming firepower in the form of a growing flotilla of U.S. warships, but he doesn't want to use it. Now, we've got all the neocons. We've got all the rough and tough and ready so-called right-wing tough guys out there who are telling us what we ought to do. Go there with the Air Force, the Navy, and just blow them up. And blow everybody up, for that matter, and liberate these Somalians and these people from these pirates. These pirates. Yes. Well, Poor Obama, they say. He's showing how kissy-kissy he is, how lovey-dovey he is, right after his address to Turkey and the European Union about his concerns about repairing damage done in the Islamic world and the huge population that it represents. As you know, he was and still is being attacked, Mr. Obama. I'm certainly no fan of Obama. And he's being attacked now because he dared to bow before the king of Saudi Arabia. And we know that all American presidents since Truman have had to bow, not before the king of Saudi Arabia, but have had to bow privately and undoubtedly publicly in some instances before their captors, before their power broker owners. And you know what I'm talking about. The Zionists, of course. So all of a sudden, you can see their names, you can hear their screeching voices now about how Obama represents weakness. He represents retrenchment. Where's George Bush and John? Quick draw McCain when you need him. Where is he? Where are they? Now, if we think we can tolerate this, my goodness, in a little area like Somalia and Kenya and the Horn of Africa, what will Obama do with Iran, that terrible, terrible regime that threatens to blow poor little innocent, tiny, defenseless, mind-your-own-business Israel off the map? Well, we've got to straighten out this Obama, and we've got to give him a little example here where he can learn how to deal with these thugs and how he can become a good, in our eyes, president, someone who deserves to learn quickly the lessons of history. Look at how we appeased Hitler, and look at how we appeased Germany in World War I, and how we appeased the Indians. How we appeased the blacks, how we appeased all of these others who came to America's shores, the Japanese included, and attacked the United States. We've got to teach that lesson again to our children and their children so we can become strong again, tough and mean, and we can live the kind of life that Americans are supposed to live. And so this article about Mr. Obama's response thus far tells us the president wasn't saying a word about the situation in public, though he dispatched aides to reassure the nation that their government was pressing to free Phillips. That's right. So Hillary Clinton comes out and she makes her little statement. You know, they're thugs, they're criminals, they're a bunch of cutthroats. Imagine Hillary Clinton making that statement. About them? Good Lord, have mercy, please. So the Obama administration is considering a number of things, also among them changes to an international anti-piracy partnership proposed by the Bush administration in its last weeks in office. Outside advisors have recommended expanding the task force mandate to hunt pirate motherships, as they call them, far from shore. These nondescript large vessels shelter the small speedboats that pirates usually use to quickly close in on commercial ships and scramble aboard. We are looking for ways to increase the effectiveness of what we are doing, Mrs. Clinton said. The top UN envoy for Somalia in Washington for previously scheduled talks said the piracy problem cannot be resolved until proper governance is restored in the country. Oh, my. And by the way, cause and effect, ladies and gentlemen, are we not witnessing the effects of our own policies across the globe now? Indeed, we are. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, will be back in 3 minutes, and we'll take calls just ahead as well. Be back. Stay tuned.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Newsflash. Unemployment is soaring over 10%. The dollar is plummeting, and banks are beginning to close their doors. Financial experts are saying we are headed for an economic depression.
Depression. Depression.
The world is on the brink of total meltdown. Unless you expect the government to bail you out, you must be able to grow your own healthy food. Newsflash. SurvivalistSeeds.com has just released a brand new heirloom seed pack at a dramatically reduced price.
Dramatically reduced.
So you and your family have a long-term food solution.
Solution.
Solution. The choice between starvation and freedom is made by you
right now.
Right now. Go to SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. Because you are almost out of time.
Time.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
All right, if you want to know the truth, I don't much care for the time I was born into. It seems people aren't dying fast enough these days. They call upon science to invent new, more efficient weapons to depopulate the earth.
All righty, we're back again, ladies and gentlemen. Indeed, indeed. The bloodhounds are out there. Yes, the bloodseekers, the vengeful, the hateful. They're telling us how to deal with these crises. But you remember Mogadishu. You remember the capital, Somalia. And you remember the United States was there before and creating instability with the Zionists, of course, and that whole region, since the whole world is under their control. And we see what happened with U.S. meddling in southern Africa, in what was once Rhodesia and South Africa and Angola and all of these other countries. My friends, let's wake up now. Let's understand cause and effect. So we have the question, should the U.S. go after rogue states? That is the question they're all telling us we must answer. Oh, yes, we're going to patrol the world's waters now. These are the people, these are the same hypocrites in the media that wouldn't dare say a word about the Israeli act of barbarism and terrorism against an American vessel in international waters in 1967 on June 8th, when our men were deliberately targeted for murder by our great ally, our democratic
ally. Yes. Where are they now? Well, they're out there in the front bleachers. They're out there in the front bleachers demanding blood even before anything happens. They tell us what we need is force, brute force. We need to go after these rogue states. Why not anarchic states? That's what we're told. Yes, the problem is at sea, but the root causes are on land. Ahmadou Quil Abdullah said, he urged the UN Security Council members to urgently revisit rampant insecurity and instability in Somalia, which has not had a functioning government since 1991, when Marines were there. Yes, Black Hawk Down, huh? Oh, my. Over $30 million, we're told, was paid out in ransom money last year alone. The average ransom per successfully hijacked ship is between $1 and $2 million. U.S. military and counterterrorism officials are scrutinizing the brazen hijackings for any links to, you guessed it, Al-Qaeda or other militant groups operating in East Africa. You heard it first here. Or did you? Well, so far, the Obama people are saying we don't see that link. Not as of this moment. But rest assured, ladies and gentlemen, when these neocons who haven't gone away, they haven't disappeared, they haven't just gone belly up, are trying to orchestrate worldwide war and getting America right dab blame smack in the middle of it. That's right. So, that's where we are today, ladies and gentlemen. That is where we remain right now. With this whole issue, this whole question of international intrigue and meddling worldwide in the name of feeding people, in the name of helping people, of humanitarian aid, after the United States helped to create a humanitarian disaster. Doesn't it sound awfully familiar to you? Let me take a call. Joel in Wisconsin, you're on the program.
Are you forgetting the extremist Muslim Arabs that flew those biodegradable planes into the Twin Towers?
Oh, they no, I'm it. Not. I'm okay, linking well, them to this.
These pirates are the same thing. I was listening. Too often I'm someplace where they have Rush Limbaugh on, and I have to listen to him. And he interviewed Your Highness today. No, he didn't interview her. He played something when she was asked... We're talking about Hillary, when she was asked about the pirates. And you're still there, right?
I'm here.
Okay.
I'm letting you do the talking. Go ahead.
Okay, good. And her answer, if you get a chance to listen to it, she laughs in the middle of it. She can't hold her laugh back. That's why I called. I had to tell you that she couldn't hold her laugh back when she's talking about these pirates.
Well, I mean, look at, she's got egg on her face, doesn't she?
Well, yes, of course, but what I'm getting at is that she's not a good enough actress, and she, like Obama, wouldn't even talk about it.
Well, neither is Rush Limbaugh, for that matter.
I know, but he's playing his part well. He's monopolizing on that they're extremist Arabs and they hate us. And he makes fun of her for calling them criminals when he says they're actually enemies, and you know we should take them out.
Right. And that's exactly what his buddy and his mentor and his owner, BB, tells him to say.
Sure, of course.
That's exactly what he's supposed to say. We don't expect him to come out there and take a more realistic approach and analyze the situation, cause and effect, where the United States has been all these years, what we've been doing. Oh, no, that would be too intelligent for Rush. Stay where you are, Joel. Come right back to you, and we'll take calls. 800-313-9443. I'm Rick Adams, Uncensored.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt Expert System has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
When you build your own firearm, you build confidence.
KT Ordnance offers the best ATF-approved 80% kits that can be made into firearms.
And when you build your own firearm,
you know it inside and out.
You know how it fires.
You take pride in ownership. Head to KTOrdnance.com for a great father-son or father-daughter firearm build, like the .45 caliber KT-1911, or choose the .50 caliber KTP-50 that fires a 275-grain bullet for pure stopping power. KT Ordnance's kits are fully legal, ATF-approved, 80% firearm kits with no serial numbers, no background check, and no government 4473 forms to fill out. Go to ktordnance.com and get yours today. That's ktordnance.com. ktordnance.com. Building your own firearm is fun, and you acquire useful skills,
especially in times like these.
Remember, when you build your own firearm, you know it inside and out. KT Ordnance also accepts gold and silver payments. Visit ktordnance.com today.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
See, the vigilantes are a mob. These badges make us legal. We're the law, and the law has the right to shoot up a mob.
Yes, indeed. It does, doesn't it? Huh? All right. 800-313-9443 is the number. And we're back with Joel here. Joel, yes, as you were saying.
Rush Limbaugh doesn't get $400 million a year to go out there and speak his mind.
That's
he makes more than
way of putting it.
You probably don't even get half that much, do you?
No, I get a little back, actually, in between $200,000 and $400,000.
Okay.
I get between 200 and 400,000, but not 200 million, no.
When a Democrat is in there, Rush Limbaugh actually does perform somewhat of a service. He does get people to critically think somewhat along his lines that to criticize the president when there's a Democrat in there. But when there's a Republican in there, he's 100% the other way.
And that's what hurt him in the previous 8 years. You know, his ratings started to go down.
Yeah, he's trying to get his credibility back.
Well, I mean, you know, Clinton was the best thing that ever happened to Rush Limbaugh.
Yes, it was.
And that's exactly
why. They redoed him, and he'll do it. He'll get his credibility back. There's always new listeners.
Well, there's new suckers to be found every day. And right now, America is in the grips of a depression. And, of course, the American people are restless. They're angry. They're upset with their government. And this is a time when external forces can be applied and used and cultivated so that the American people can be once again aroused and brought to hate a new group of people. And
right.
Maybe we can find employment by doing that as well.
Well,
among other things.
I don't know how that's going to happen because, you know, if we go back further yet, we're before NAFTA and GATT, you know, when people like Pat Buchanan and Ross Perot and Charles Collins were warning us what these free trade agreements were going to do,
mm-hmm.
when those people were considered nuts, well, everything they said has come true.
Yeah, but you know, we don't want to talk about that now. Let's not confuse us with facts, please.
Right.
We can't be brought to be confused with any facts, Joel.
So whatever
that would really upset the apple cart.
Whatever they do bring us to a head, and it's all planned out. They know what it's going to be, and they know what the people will accept.
Mm-hmm.
It's all planned out.
What do you make of all this now, this posturing and all of these pontificators who are coming out of the woodwork and are angry with Obama because he's putting on a nice show, making it appear as if he's willing to finally put down the sword against Islam and maybe to give Islam the credibility that it sought under George Bush as it was being vilified and attacked by the neocon Zionist extremists? What do you make of all of this? Is this just the other shoe dropping, though?
It might be. They could go either way. They could actually bring things back to, and you know, they could actually bring the economy back and stuff for a while, or they could be setting it up for another terrorist attack and to show mm-hmm. that you cannot get along with those.
Exactly.
Yeah, so I don't know which
That's what they've been warning us about all these months now, right. Haven't they?
Right, and they could actually go either way. I bet you they got both scenarios planned out.
Cast of characters, okay? Look at Bush's advisors and look at Mr. Obama's advisors, and here you go. You got Henry Kissinger right dab lame smack in the middle of things again, and of course you've got Zbigniew Brzezinski.
Those are some fresh faces, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're all new, fresh, clean, you know, outside of the mainstream faces. This is a clean slate we're dealing with here now. So on one side, you've got the multinational internationalists. On the other side, you have the unilateral internationalists who are trying mm-hmm. to create war and destruction and bring America to the point of no return militarily. What does that leave for choice between those two and the alternative? Not much room, is there?
It leaves the common denominator, which is internationalists.
Yes. Well, either way, we're cooked, right?
That's absolutely right. That's right. I have no hope. I've given up.
You know, this is why, Joel, I have said over the years that the plague of internationalism that was created by the powerful elite globalists who ran the United States media, ran the government into the ground, starting in the beginning of the previous century or even earlier than that, this is why they have proven to be a failure. They have proven that internationalism and interventionism have been a failure for Americans, but a success for the banksters, for yes. the elite, for the cowardly, for the vermin of the world who profit from war and adventurism.
But it's only been proven to people that pay attention. They're going to blame somebody else.
Oh, obviously. There are a few thinking Americans, but enough to at least be able to talk to each other. I mean, you're talking to me now. I'm talking to you. There's two of us.
But who's listening?
There's two of us. I don't know. We'll find right. out. But appreciate your call, as always.
Okay.
Thank you very much. All right. Well, you heard it, ladies and gentlemen. That's one man's view. And we do have a line available. In fact, we have a couple of lines available right now. You let me know if this topic intrigues you, if this is something that is of concern to you, because it is to me, not because of this one episode, but because of where it may lead us in the next few days or weeks or months. And these criminals, these arch villainous folk, we used to call them the neocons in the last administration. Well, these people are not going down. Well, these people are just not going to go down. I mean, they won't take no for an answer. They control and pull the strings of militant talk radio. They are the militant Zionists, militant internationalists, globalists, fascists who want war, regardless of the provocation, regardless of how insignificant it may be relative to other things going on in the world. And you see, this North Korean issue just happened to come up at the same time. all within the first 100 days of the Obama administration. Wasn't that convenient? Yes, Obama is being put to the test. Yes, he's being put in center stage. And yes, the media moguls and yes, all of the armchair experts now are having their way and their say. Yes, they are pontificating. Yes, they are telling us the solution to all of America's problems is to pick up with gunboat diplomacy. Let's get back to the old days of Teddy Roosevelt. Let's engage. Let's send in the Navy, the Army, the Marines, and now we have the Air Force. We didn't have that way back when, but now we got it. Oh, yeah, we can drop a few bombs here and a few bombs there, and hey, pretty soon, you know, hey, we'll be dropping a lot of bombs. But it doesn't deal with the underlying issues. What caused this problem? As Joel has just said, it doesn't matter because only the thinking understand what's going on. Most Americans are not in that class. They're not thinkers. They are reactors. They are reactionary. They are reactionary, but not original thinkers. They are not original thinkers whatsoever. All right. 800-313-9443. Art in Philadelphia. Hello, you're on the program, Art.
Hello, Rick. It's nice to speak to you.
Likewise.
I was going to give a comment on the issue, but going back a little bit in history with the issue of Max Fischer. Are you familiar with who he is?
Yes, but I think many of our audience might not be.
Max Fischer worked underneath Mo Dalitz, who was the guy to set up Vegas. Yeah, he became powerful while taking over Aurora Gas and Electric. AOG is their stock symbol right now, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And subsequently, he sold that off to Marathon Oil, which then was bought out by the Brothmans, and they also used that to parlay their way into DuPont and have the mob take over DuPont. Now, mm-hmm. Max Fischer then did in the 50s was he took over United Fruit. You know, which we know, for instance, Chiquita Bananas is one of their products.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now getting back into what he did, he also was the one who set up the Exodus ship. It was the United Fruit ship that was used to set up Israel. By the mid-50s, around 1953, 55, he was powerful enough to influence Eisenhower to go mm-hmm. into Guatemala. And start the Central War, the Central American War there, which resulted in 200,000 Guatemalans losing their life over the dictatorship mm-hmm. that was installed. The consequence of that, like you were talking about, is that now we have MS-13 up in the United States, those gangs all over here. So as we rip their fabric, social fabric apart, the blowback was now we see MS-13, you know, coming back into our communities and causing all kinds of havoc. Now, Fischer was also the major player involved in the Eisenhower administration to set up the Bay of Pigs affair.
Mm-hmm.
And the simple reason for that was he was the one who was able to get the CIA to covertly start the war with Cuba.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Fischer was basically, when he did that, that was also identified as the Bay of Pigs affair. So they've gotten us into wars in the past. I mean, that's one of many, okay? Another thing about Fischer is that goes back to today's events, he was the founder of the Republican Jewish Coalition, the RGCHQ, I think is what it is. That was the group that, towards the end of the election cycle, was putting up ads all over the United States saying, we oppose Obama because of the Republican Jewish Coalition. So I'm not saying, I'm not for or against Obama. I mean, I'm not so crazy about him like you are. But at
right.
the same time, it shows that these guys were powerful enough to put us into the war with the Bay of Pigs, corrupt our CIA, and they were already doing that by the mid-50s. And then by the mid-60s, we got powerful enough to assassinate presidents. So I hope, as you were trying to talk to these people here, they wake up and look at these facts, because we're on the verge of losing this nation. I mean, everything, if we don't turn
I think we've already passed that stage now. We've lost it. It's just a matter of when the other shoe is going to drop. Because we have passed the point from a republic to a democracy to an empire.
Correct.
And what they've done to England, what they've done to Europe, they're now finishing and completing the job, doing it to us.
Right. Well, they're doing it. So, I mean, basically, what I see they're doing now, one of the things they're doing is they're trying to destroy, with all these hate bills going through, they're trying to destroy the First Amendment. They're really trying to destroy our ability to speak like we are right now. And I just hope people start to wake up and start protesting it, because otherwise we're just going to be ruled by a bunch of gangsters.
Well, we are ruled by them now, like you've shown quite well. But the thing is, we are in a position as a nation, unfortunately, most Americans are in a position to barely survive the plague that has been brought down upon their homes, you see. And most Americans are preoccupied with trying to wend their way out of this. And in the meantime, when we have incidents such as this going on in the Horn of Africa, and we have more around the world and the threat of war with Iran now, all of this heating up, the American public is just being told by the media that this is another example of why we need to rebuild our nation, rebuild our defenses, rebuild our military, so we can go into any part of the world at any time and help the people, you know, and make sure that they don't revolt too much against the world global empire. But the empire exists for you. It exists for them. It exists for everyone, you see?
Right. I would like to make a comment.
It exists for everyone. Yes, for peace. Peace in our time.
Our defenses are so strong. I mean, we got literally, you know, about 40% of all the nuclear weapons in the world. We could burn the entire European continent to charcoal in 40 minutes. So what more military power do we need? Seriously.
Well, you see, it's these conventional wars that are now once again coming to the fore, and it's all because, in my opinion at least, most of the wars, especially wars directed at Americans, are once again the result of American imperialism and American interventionism. There's no arguing that point. But they will say, oh, no, we're just innocent victims. We're just kind-hearted folk. Americans have, and the American government has always been there, minding its business, trying to help people, just like we've done with the Palestinians. Haven't we give them some bribes? I mean, excuse me, some aid and some money to try to keep their mouths shut and keep them satisfied under the heel of the brutal Israeli empire? Haven't we done these good things? Why are they so ungrateful? Why are they so mean-spirited to us, you see?
Yeah, I understand.
That's the propaganda we're spoon-fed each and every day.
Yeah. Well, personally, my personal opinion is I think Israel is basically a mafia state. It was set up by organized crime.
Well, it is a criminal state. Yeah, there's no question. It's an outlaw nation. Yes, we know that.
Right.
But the reality is that most Americans do not think, and they do not think as we would like them to think. They think in terms of looking under beds, looking for a new enemy to fight, looking for someone else to place the blame on. And if that happens to be pirates, or it happens to be Iranians, or it happens to be Japs, or someone else that doesn't quite look like us, well, so be it. We will do what we have to do. And that's what they want. That's what they basically want blood right now. Not all Americans, but most Americans are being told to vent their frustrations. Don't you think, Art?
I agree that they're trying to drum up the drums of war to get to incite the American people.
Yes.
The one thing I would say the concern is I do hope that the pilot of the ship comes back safely.
Of course.
I certainly
all want to see that.
Right.
And I think, unfortunately, those who are pretending to be for America, the imperialists, the neocons and like, these are the ones that want harm to result, because what they need is another flashpoint incident, you see?
Yeah, they do.
And you mentioned Mo Dalitz a few moments ago. Now, he was the mobster that was supposed to have been killed in a gun battle, wasn't he? Isn't that what they told us?
Modalis? I'm not sure. I thought he died of old age.
Was supposed to have been killed.
Okay, I don't remember how he passed away in the end.
Well, they supposedly died in a shootout. He was killed. But I think some people have doubted that account and have suggested he, like some others, maybe Jack Ruby, wound up taking up a new identity in Israel.
Well, I'll tell you something about Jack Ruby. It's really interesting. Back here in Philadelphia, his nephew, I talked to him, Alan Rubenstein, who was the district attorney for Bucks County.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's a judge over there. And I talked to him one day. This is...
Oh, hold on. Hold on a second. And those of you on the lines, try to stay with us. We'll come back to you, too. All right. We're continuing our open forum tonight with Rick Adams Uncensored, only here on RepublicBroadcasting.org. Spread the word.
Attention RBN listeners, the freeze-dry guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Have you been at the front?
Front? What front?
Why, the war, of course.
What war?
Good heavens. You mean you don't know we've been at war with Germany since 1914?
Yes, and the war continues. Well, we're talking now with our guest here, our guest caller. I treat him like a guest because he is. Art in Philadelphia. Yes, Art, you were going to say?
Yes. One day I had lunch with Alan Rubenstein, who's
Jack
a judge.
Rubenstein's brother.
Right. Actually, well, Alan Rubenstein's father is the brother of Jack Ruby.
Oh, yes.
Sorry. Okay, so I talked to him one night. Actually, over lunch, and I asked him, Alan, are you related to Jack Rubenstein? Yes, he's my father's brother. He's known as the black sheep of the family. Mm-hmm. He'd come over all the time and talk about business deals. And I said, we're talking about Jack Ruby. Yes, that's right. So he was an interesting character. There was a lot of those characters that grew up in the Philadelphia area.
Oh, yes.
The daughter of Meyer Lansky used to live, actually still does live in Yardley, Pennsylvania. That's where the head of the Russian mafia was located for mm-hmm. 10 years, Serbia Molovic, I believe is how you pronounce his name. He was when he was in the United States, he spent 10 years over there setting up a business. We have the two authors of the single bullet theory, Richard Sprague. There was an interesting website on him called The Fixer, Sprague.com, by a guy named Tony Cavell, who was strong-armed by him to sell some coal mining equipment to him.
The mayor there, Frank Rizzo Sr., fit into this?
Oh, he was all mobbed up. Rizzo was part of the mob. There was no doubt about that.
Right, right.
Okay. But there's two segments of the mob back here, primarily. There's actually three, but there's a little bit of Irish, Italian, and the Jewish segments of the organized crime. The predominant one right now that's running the show is definitely the Jewish segment of the mafia. And it really is all satellite coming out of the Chicago outfit. We had yesterday in Harrisburg, the Pennsylvania Gaming Commission basically told the city of Philadelphia that we don't care about the people who were there in a protest, that we're going to put casinos in here and ruin your community. We don't care what the effects are. And that was Neil Blum, who's one of the investors of the Sugar House Casino, basically was acting that way. Neil Blum is closely associated with the Niagara Falls Casino, which is run by the Buffalino family. But the owners of the Sugar House is the Foxwood Casinos. Foxwood Casinos out of Connecticut is 72% yes. owned by MGM, which is owned by the Brafmans.
Mm-hmm.
The Brafmans also own are running the Kadima Party, which is a big political party in in Israel. The other big political party that was started right here in Philadelphia, by the way, was the Likud Party. The Likud Party was... one of its major sponsors was Stephen Friedman. He's a partner in the law firm of Duane O'Morris, and he grew up with Netanyahu. I saw Netanyahu when they did the dedication for the Holocaust Center right across from the Independence Mall, where they set up mm-hmm. the Israeli Holocaust Center. And he basically says, B'nai HaBerith and the Anti-Defamation League was actually formed in Philadelphia, I believe, in 1910, 1913, in that time frame. So there's a lot of interesting characters.
Yes.
In American
well,
history
that's very,
back here.
I appreciate you taking some time again to fill us in on this, and we'll someday we'll just do a whole program with you, okay?
Yeah, yeah, I agree with you. But your point that these guys can pull us into a war, a senseless war that's not necessary, is a real concern, and I appreciate
well, that,
you.
That's what they've always done, and they've always had the castanias to justify it and to try to rationalize it, and the American people have had no choice but to fall into line, you see. The media has to be the key to control here, and that's what they've done. All
yeah.
right, thank you.
Have a good
Thanks
one.
For your call. We'll do it again. Thank you very much. Time for a break. Second hour coming right up. Henry and Joe and others, you stay tuned. We'll take your calls tonight on this open forum. Rick Adams, Uncensored.
With recent internet